This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study of 1,500 science teachers found that they only spend 1 or 2 hours per year on climate change, and much of what they teach is those hours is misinformation. A fight between two inmates at a penitentiary in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey escalated into a riot, killing 52 persons, prisoners, the state governor said, while also deploring the conditions at the prison. The risk of developing dementia is decreasing for people with at least a high school education, according to an important new study that suggests that changes in lifestyle and improvements in physical health can help prevent or delay cognitive decline. Swedish Central Bank is going to lower its short-term interest rate to -0.5% from -0.35%, which means that they're paying you to borrow, essentially. A team of scientists has heard and recorded the sound of two black holes colliding a billion light years away, a fleeting chirp that fulfilled the last prediction of Einstein's general theory of relativity. This is the first direct evidence of gravitational waves, the ripples in the fabric of space-time that Einstein predicted a century ago. It completes his vision of a universe in which space and time are interwoven and dynamic, able to stretch, shrink, and jiggle. And it is a ringing confirmation of the nature of black holes, the bottomless gravitational pits from which not even light can escape. Birmingham, Alabama will implement its minimum wage hike March 1st, 4 months earlier than anticipated. The hourly minimum will rise to $8.50, up from the current $7.25, and to $10.10 in July 2017, with later increases tied to inflation. A Republican-backed bill in the state legislature, meanwhile, would prohibit any Alabama cities from raising wages in the future. Similar preemption legislation is under consideration in Idaho. An independent report on the activity of Airbnb in New York City claims that the company misled the public and the media by removing more than 1,000 listings from its site in November before making available the data in order to disguise the number of multiple listers breaking the regulations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.